Jim Jordan, Indictment Wouldn't Happen If President Trump Didn't Run. By Hannah Blow on April 4, 2023. An indictment of former President Donald Trump would not have happened if he did not opt to seek office again. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., asserted on Tuesday as others expressed support for the former president hours ahead of his arraignment. As crowds clash outside of the New York City courthouse, Trump is seeing support from notable lawmakers on social media. The indictment wouldn't happen if President Trump didn't run for office, Jordan said on social media, as many speculate that the far left is only targeting him again in order to stop his presidential bid. We won't stop supporting President Trump, Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, said. He's been under relentless assault ever since he came down the escalator. The witch hunters will be defeated and President Trump will win. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, a former Trump challenger, also expressed support for the former president. If Alvin Bragg only indicts Donald Trump, everyone gets the joke. Bragg is a left-wing Democrat who hates Donald Trump and he is targeting Trump by any means necessary, he said. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, posted a video on social media explaining that everyone should be worried about the abuse of the justice system. Today is a bad day for all of us. Today, American politics crosses a line that it's never going to come back from after today, he said, explaining that it is opening the door for every prosecutor in America that wants to make a name for themselves to have permission to basically go after someone in the other party. What really is damaging is that the charges are absurd, he continued. You're talking about a misdemeanor, if proven. A misdemeanor that had a statute of limitation that expired, he said, adding it is built on the testimony of a convicted liar, of a convicted liar. Rubio predicted this will permanently change politics in America forever. Whether you like Trump or not, we are going to regret this date for a very long time, he added. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, also spoke out in support of the president, traveling to New York City to do so. MTG addresses NYC crowd ahead of Trump arraignment, this is election interference. Trump took to Truth Social Tuesday morning ahead of his arraignment. The radical left Democrats have criminalized the justice system, he said. This is not what America was supposed to be. Watch live.